Hey, what's going on, missionaries? Okay, so life path 3, life of the creator, right? So depending on how deep you go, you can either say life of God, but we're gonna keep it simple because God is a very made up angular term. And I don't feel like getting people confused. So life of the creator, right? Or the creative. So I was thinking to myself, yo, you have a choice. Like, this is, I'm backed up in rent right now. I'm one week late. And I was like, and the spirit was hitting me like, yo, so how many L's are you trying to take? And I thought just now, no more L's, right? And I was thinking to myself, like, you're gonna create a win, by Friday. You're gonna create a loss, and I owe 325, right? And damn, it's a lot. I can't even think shit like that. Damn, that's a lot. When I do pay this rent, I'm gonna go reward myself. and that's gonna be one of my motivations. Like, what I'm God has a funny way of doing stuff. It's a funny way you can flip the script. Like, what if this setup? What if this letdown was a setup for a greater comeback? Right. So now I have to make double what I would averagely make. Right, which is 150 a week, and it will push me to feel like I earned it. And I would say, yo, if I do this right here, I have to reward myself because this is gonna be a lot, right? And in this is gonna be a lot in the next like 3 or 4 days, right? And or by Saturday. Right, minimum, bare minimum, right? And I have to say, when I do pay this rent by Friday, I gotta reward myself some way, some shape, somehow. And shit, what I'm thinking about is I've been thinking about a reward that I've been delaying for a minute, and this is the perfect setup for that reward, and say, yo, you earned it, bro. You earned your shit. You're go reward yourself, and depending on how much overboard I go, the better the reward can be, and it's a funny way to think about it. But anyway, that's a funny way to trick. But also, because what I love about this situation is there is also an immediate consequence. If if I don't surpass it, my landlord could put, you know, an eviction notice on me or whatever. And and I have all the tools necessary. I have all the candles in the world and shit like that, right? All the mantras in the world. And I can't take my eye off the prize. And you know, I made $20 today, but I gotta make more. I gotta make at least 2 to 3 more sales by the end of the day. I just thought about something where I was like, you cannot control at all the outcome. You can't control, for the most part. And I think I have to accept that in life in general. Like, you know what I'm saying? You can, after a certain while, you can predict a certain outcome because you know how things are going to pan out. But in the very beginning of things, and in most ways, you cannot predict the outcome. Because I would say it like this: where I am today, what the hell is it called? Where I am today, I did not expect for it to end up this way. I did not expect for it to happen at this time, in this moment. I expected it to pan out differently. And because I expected it to pan out differently, a lot differently, I realized that the result of, let's say, being a millionaire or and you know and all this other stuff, like success, traveling the world, making a living from my online business, I didn't expect it. I was expecting it sooner. And I guess my lack of belief sabotaged it. And I'm learning. Yeah, that's a lesson. The only reason why I didn't get my success sooner was because I didn't believe in it. Especially, and I'm going to say that for in your youth. In your youth, a lot of the times, your success doesn't happen fast enough because you don't believe in it enough. And what that means is, David Imiante said something really, 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 really powerful when he was on his podcast talking to some guy, I forgot his name. And he said, and I took his word for it. He said, quote, if you go to the Mercedes-Benz, the Benzes, dealerships, the houses, you put on the suits, isn't that crazy? Isn't that something that, what if people look at you crazy? And he said something I'll never forget. Whew. He said, if you don't go, you don't believe enough. If you don't go, you're not serious about what you say you want. And the reason why that worked for me, because I doubled my income when I went over and over and over to the Mercedes-Benz dealership. I'm no longer interested in the Mercedes-Benz, but the concept is the same. Going to a house, going to wear the suits, trying on the suits, whatever. And I had a better trial with that in post before COVID. Before COVID, I would go and try on clothes at H&M. I would go to the Mercedes-Benz dealerships. I was at my parents' house and I got banned. I would even down here, I would go house hunting when I didn't have any money. It works. And the reason why I say in your youth, the reason why your success doesn't happen because you don't believe enough. Because in your 20s, if you don't have any kids, you don't have any duties outside of yourself. Things don't happen for you only because you don't work your belief. You don't believe in it enough and you don't work your belief. You're not, and I mean, you go to the furthest end without harming others about your belief. And I mean that. You go to the furthest extent without harming others for your belief. And I don't mean you're not hurting people's feelings. I don't mean you're not bruising any egos, because you'll do that. But I mean, if you're not harming nobody, let me tell you, that is the only reason why you won't be successful. Because you don't believe in your shit. No cap, like you don't believe in your shit. And when I say you believe in your shit, that means you everything in your life aligns with that thing. And anything that tries to destroy that belief, you eliminate it with a viciousness. And that's something I'm gonna personally take to heart. Everything in my life has to align with a certain goal. From the content I watch, from the content I create, from how I dress to how I, you know, affirm, etc., etc., it has to align. Yeah. So, understanding that Life Path 3 is the creator of the numerology. You have to ask yourself, what am I trying to create? And be very serious about that. And because 3, like I say, is life, death, and rebirth. Just like how they say in the Bible, Jesus Christ rose in 3 days. Why would it be that number out of all the days? 3 days. He could have said 7. He could have said 9. It could have said 21. It said 3. Right? So life, death, and rebirth happens in threes. Also, they also say death, you know, happens in threes. So, what that means is life for you usually happens in 3 different phases. Like Kevin Samuels says it very beautifully. He says men usually have 3 lives, from about 18 to 27, from about 30 to 50, and then 60 and up. And I don't know about women, but cause I'm not a woman, so I wouldn't know. But men usually have those three lives. And I'm on my first life. And I think you're, and not I think, I know what you do in your first life happens in your second life, affects your second life, and what you do in your second life affects your third. Because you have to, so deep. You have to take your baggage. You have to take your baggage, unpack your baggage, release your baggage, deal with your baggage from your first life, from about 18 to about 27. From about 27, you have to do all the things with your baggage, and you have to move on. And then you have about 28 to about 49. That's your family life. That's when you threw your family and all this other stuff, right? And because my first life is almost over, and I'm not speaking into existence, but when somebody said to me, and I don't disagree because I want to, I disagree because I want to have children by 30. That I heard two people say that I wouldn't be surprised if you had a child by 27. Here's why I had to adjust my philosophy. I believe you should have children in your Saturn return and older. You should not have children before your Saturn return. Because children in your Saturn return will kind of make you wake the fuck up a lot faster as well. But that my second life has begun. Meaning I wouldn't say I've built my character, but I became a stand-up person for myself. Enough so, and I haven't done enough healing work, and here's why I think that's where I don't want to have children yet by 27, because that's only a year away. I want to have kids by 30 so I can go to therapy, so I can finish my healing process, and I'm really mentally, emotionally, and spiritually mature to have children. Watching children is not a problem for me, but having children, yeah, that's not a thing for me. I really want to have children by 30. So for me, being the creator of the zodiac, of the numerology, you really gotta say, yo, what life am I picking for myself? What life, from my words to my emotions to my actions, what am I picking? And you gotta be really serious and deliberate and honest about it. And last but not least, I've really accepted this ideology. The higher you wanna go, the more rooted you gotta be. The higher you wanna ascend, the more you have to practice grounding. And here's what I mean by that. Let's say I wanna put out more content. I wanna execute more. I wanna all this other stuff. I finally have accepted the reason why planning is so important is because when you are not planning at all, you take a lot of ungrounded action, and you cannot produce high levels of activity and you're not grounded, or you're not doing grounded activity like planning. Grounded activity is all of the traits of the earth signs, and all of the earth signs have their fair share of planning, you know what I'm saying? And that means that, and I would say the best at it is Virgo. The second best I would say Capricorn. And then I would say Taurus. Taurus, because they can get very emotional about their plan. When I say, every time I meet a Capricorn, they be on some, yo, I'm not, you was not on the plan today. I did not schedule you in, so I'm not fucking with it. Yo, I fucks with that sometimes. Sometimes, not all the time. Sometimes it'd be a little too much for me, cause I'd be like, bro, fuck your goddamn plan. Let's do this thing. But I respect it. Do I agree all the time? No. So and you just can't assume higher. Just like the opposite of Virgo, Pisces, you can't spiritually ascend. The opposite of Capricorn, Cancer, your subconscious mind can evolve to a certain level without being grounded and rooted. And the opposite of Taurus, Scorpio, you can't sexually evolve. You can't, your desires can't really manifest through a certain lens if you really not on that type of time of obsession and all that other stuff. Without having firm, rooted, practical work, growth goals, where it's like, okay, so basically saying you can't, you can, let's say like how the Bible says, you have to be faithful over a few so I can make you rule over many, right? You can't be on some, yo, I want the many, and you can't even do the few activities you said you was going to do today. You're, so I'm really working on myself to really be as rooted as possible, and even come up with a routine, because it's necessary. It's serious. And if you don't, you're not gonna win. Let's just keep it a fucking stack. So yeah, that's in this podcast.